Every bounce, pass, and shot. NCAA basketball lives here on Lincoln's ESPN FM 101.5, 1480 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
For inside Husker information and fantasy football advice.
That's one of the things I talked to Bill about.
Follow them on Twitter.
Because I think the time is right for this, and it wasn't always that way.
At Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN. Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight.
Welcome back into Greg and Hooks. Happy Wednesday out there. Hump day. It's going to be 32 above freezing. Might get a little melt, but our dude, Jameson Welch, is going to bring fire today. So, Jameson, what's going on?
Man, not much. It's Wednesday. It is lightly raining out here in Vegas, so you know how that goes out here. If you drive, you got to be careful because people don't know how to drive out here.
That's because they got all those nice cars, the nice cars out there.
Well, I mean, so yeah, you are correct. We do have nice cars. We do have pretty much any kind of dealership you'd like. Any kind of car you could think of, there's a way of getting it out here. But a lot of people have trucks out here because a lot of people are from Utah, and, you know, other places in the Rocky Mountains. So, yeah, it's a little different. But, yeah, a lot of people do have nice cars. People just can't drive, though. We get a lot of transplants, and a lot of people just can't drive. That's the biggest issue.
We know exactly that. But speaking of I'm going to kick off a little college basketball first. Kansas, the Jayhawks, their streak of 14 straight conference titles under Bill Self is coming to an end. When you look back and you look at Kansas basketball and you hear 14 straight conference titles, what does that mean in the world of basketball?
I mean, that's almost impossible, especially in a conference like that where, I mean, think of the Big 12, the kind of players that have gone to other schools since then. I mean, Kevin Durant went to Texas. Buddy Hield with Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been so many other great players that were in that conference. So for them to keep on maintaining that streak while they've had other great players and other, you know, really, really good players in that conference says a lot. But also, for those that don't understand, Kansas is pretty much the dream school for a lot of kids that grow up in the Midwest and some parts of the South. Like, that's the dream school. Like, out here, you know, your dream school is probably UCLA or Arizona. Back east, it might be Duke or Carolina or UConn or whatever. But in the Midwest, like, Kansas is a lot of kids' dream school, their number one choice, because they've seen all this winning for so long, and that's just what it is. Plus, they put a lot of guys in the league. But, no, it's very impressive, but it had to come to an end. You know, it's just not everything can last forever. But we also, with all the FBI stuff and all the court stuff, we don't know if Bill Self is going to be there next year. We still don't know. It's not a guarantee. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. But no, hell of a streak. Really great program, a top five program in the country.
Yeah, when you that is going to be interesting as they go. I've always said, you know, those guys, those programs usually don't get touched, but it looks like the Kansas, the Dukes, the Carolinas, the Michigan States, you name, there's some more out there, but don't get touched. It looks like they might be going after Bill Self a little bit in that Kansas program.
Anyone connected with Adidas basketball is under investigation because that was the brand that was doing it, and it got exposed. So we'll see what happens. I think Bill Self's a good dude. I don't think he's a bad guy. But at the same time, in these situations, you never know what could take place.
Another program, obviously, Zion Williams has been a huge topic. Doesn't play again last night. Coach K also says probably doesn't make the season finale at Carolina, which I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed, possibly even Zion not getting a chance to play against the Hill except for like 34 seconds. Said he'll be ready for the postseason. Is there any growing thing that says, oh, maybe it's a little worse, or is this just Coach K and Duke taking it easy and then setting up for that big run?
I mean, they're on Zion schedule now. I mean, it's, you know, it's not necessarily a school thing. They're on Zion schedule. I thought he only missed one or two games. That hasn't been the case. So you got to kind of worry just a bit. However, with the situation the way it is, I think he'll be okay. I think Duke will be okay. But you do want him back because you're probably going to play Carolina again in the conference tournament. And you play Virginia, you're definitely going to need him. Virginia is very good. Virginia is probably the best team in the conference.
Ooh, no doubt.
At the moment. You know, but Carolina and Duke are right there. Like, you know, the, both teams, excuse me, are right there. So we'll see what happens. But you definitely need Zion back for the tournament. You definitely need it for various reasons.
I have to say it. I watch, you know, I'm a big Tar Heels fan. Again, a streak that something that Carolina's never done, and you don't see it a lot in the ACC. They beat Boston College last night at Boston College. Finished the ACC road schedule undefeated.
That's impressive. That's almost impossible. That's almost, I mean, especially with playing Duke and there, like, that's very, very impressive. That's extremely impressive.
Speaking to Jameson Welch, BelieveTheHypeNBA.com, at the THEE Jameson on Twitter. All right, Jameson, jumping the NBA right away. Let's talk LeBron, the Lakers. They've been talked about shutting LeBron down. LeBron's not up for it. Maybe reduce minutes. What's going to happen with LeBron? And also, it's also said now that Kuzma's going to be out for maybe a week or so. The end is coming. They're not technically out, but they're out, right?
Yeah, they're out. They're closer to, like, the lottery, like a top four pick lottery than they are, like, the eighth seed. So it's time. I mean, things just didn't go right. A lot of things that went wrong, that could have went wrong. It happens. You know, it's year one. It was kind of a wash year anyway. This wasn't a title contending team. Now, there's a lot of pressure on the powers that be in that organization this summer to make some things happen. You know, they're going to have to get another all-star in there and build that team a little bit better going forward. So we'll see what takes place. But right now, this season is definitely a disappointment. I'm not going to say failure because they were at one time doing very well. It's not like they were just bad from the jump. There were a lot of good things going on. Unfortunately, injuries do happen. And the way the roster was built, the veterans that were needed to play weren't able to be counted on because the young kids played good. You know, Brandon Ingram looked like an all-star from, like, December on. He's looked good. Kuzma has been good what he does. You know, he's been very comfortable averaging, like, 19 a game. So he's not the problem either. Like, the two young guys aren't the issue. If Lonzo Ball can ever stay healthy, he'll be a very good player. But, you know, he's only played, like, I think, 99 career games or something like that. So that's another question for another day. But this year, Lakers, it's almost like a mulligan. But there's some guys. They got to build a better team out west. You cannot have an aging superstar out west. You better have an all-star or two with them and a couple young guys that can play. So I'm very curious to see what happens this upcoming summer.
As the Lakers continue to fade as well, one could also assume that the Luke Walton era is going to fade as well, right?
Luke is going to be gone. It's unfortunate because he didn't sign up to coach this team. Remember, when Luke got hired, he was a young coach. It was his first head coaching job. He was coaching a very young team. So he didn't sign up for this. At the same time, with that being said, Luke definitely didn't handle this job the way he could have or should have. Definitely a learning experience for him. He'll be okay. It wouldn't surprise me if he got the Arizona job or another big college job, or if he waited a year or two to get another pro job. But Luke, I think Luke's a really good guy. I actually think he's a solid coach. There's some things he needs to improve upon. But remember, people don't understand, this is the third year as a head coach. It's like he's been in the league 10 years. This is the third year as a head coach. He's still trying to figure things out as well. With all the expectations and the roster fluctuation, it's kind of difficult for anyone to do any great work with this roster. But he did what he could. It didn't work out. But he'll be fine. He'll be fine going forward.
As Luke fades away, everybody's going to start going Ty Lue, right? I mean, that's the obvious point for the Lakers is Lou, LeBron, Lou, Lakers championship. I think that's going to be a hot topic.
You're absolutely right. However, the Lakers, people don't realize, Lakers are a family business. They're not ran by Mark Cuban or Paul Allen, rest in peace, or any of the billionaire guys. You know, Steve Ballmer don't own the Lakers. You know, so when you make moves, Luke is in the final, is going to be in the final year next year of a guaranteed contract, if I'm not mistaken, that pays him like $5 million. I don't see them paying him $5 million and then paying another coach $7 million a year. So I'm curious to see what exactly happens because there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and that's a high-priced job. When you're the coach of the Lakers, you're going to get top dollar whether you deserve it or not, and I don't know if they want to spend top dollar on that. So it'll be interesting to see.
James, with everything going on with the Lakers, from the coaching to the players to the missing the playoffs, would any of this cool the AD to LA a little bit, or does that even heat it up even more of the need of having AD in LA?
It definitely heats it up, if anything, because here's the thing with AD. He wants to play with LeBron. Like, he wants to. For everything I've heard, he wants to. They're on the same agency, and he wants to get out of New Orleans for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
As good of a player as AD is, he should have way more commercials. He should be marketed better. There's things that he can't do in New Orleans that he can do in L.A. But also, if he goes to L.A., he's the most important guy on that team, not LeBron. Like, people understand LeBron's not the best player in the league anymore. He's not. There's a few guys that are now better. Now, LeBron has moments where he's the most amazing guy, and he can do some things a game or two. But on a weekly basis, on a back-to-back week basis, or on a month basis, that's just not in him anymore. He just can't do it. And not because he lost his skills. No, he's just older. The energy that requires that, he doesn't have anymore. So with that being said, you need a younger guy that can do some of the carrying of the load, as they say, and that guy would be Anthony Davis. And also, if they're able to make a trade for Anthony Davis, they have room for one more guy, salary-wise, to add a guy in free agency. So they have some options this summer. It's going to be very intriguing to see what they do.
Jamie, we'll switch over to East right quick. Boston, 1 week ago, toxic culture. They take a long plane ride. Things are getting aired out, and a lot of the players said this is what we needed. They show up in Oakland and give Warriors and Steve Kerr their worst home loss under Steve Kerr. And Gordon Hayward shows up, has 37-4 last night, has a great night. Is that plane ride, is that was what's going to change the Celtics in their run in the East?
Not really. It sounds good. We'll see how this rest of this trip goes going forward. But with that being said, I need to see a little bit more. But, I mean, they're very talented. We know what their talent's like. We know that talent-wise, they probably have the best talent out East. That's never been the question. Can they manage minutes well? Can guys still play well when they're not scoring the basketball? That's going to be a big question going forward. Gordon Hayward having a good game last night. It's good to see. We'll see if he's able to string back-to-back good games. Well, let's see if he's able to string a few good games in a row before we're labeling his return to success. They still have a lot of chemistry issues. Kyrie post-game interview is being chopped up and being ridiculed and being cross-examined. it's tough to go through that as a team when your best player is kind of like halfway in, halfway out, and is constantly providing media stuff. It's kind of difficult to survive that. But that being said, they're still a very talented team, and no one should take them lightly because they have more talent than anyone out East, and they are a problem. Like, they are a serious problem for anyone in a series. But the one thing I would caution about the Celtics hype and Celtics love is that they have too many guys. Like, somebody can't play. If they're gonna be at their best, somebody in that lineup, whether it's Smart, whether it's Morris or Brown or Tay, like, somebody's going to be the odd man out. And when somebody's the odd man out in the playoffs, very difficult because, you know, everyone wants to win. And if things aren't going smoothly and you on the bench, you feel that you can help your team win. You feel that, hey, if I was in there, we'd be winning. And that's a very tough thing to go through. I'm curious to see how Brad Stevens deals with that in the playoffs.
Speaking to Jameson Wells, BleedHypeNBA.com, at the THEE Jameson on Twitter. Jameson, a couple more. When you start looking at playoff positions, for all intents and purposes, looks like the West is going to be pretty set, minus people moving up and down in seeding. When you look at the East, little question there, the 8th spot is still up for grabs. Me personally, I would love to see Miami go grab that and get Dwayne Wade, that last dance in the playoffs. Who's going to get the 8th spot, the Hornets, the Heat, or the Magic?
I like to see the Magic in there. We need new blood. The Magic have had some issues for a while now. It'd be nice to see some guys the masses haven't seen in a while. You know, the masses don't know who Aaron Gordon is outside the dunk contest.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good to see him in a playoff series. Terrence Ross has had a pretty good year for a guy that's not a journeyman, but an older veteran guy. He's had a pretty good year. So it'd be good to see guys like that, you know, get a playoff run, because Orlando hasn't done anything since the Whites left. It'd be good to see them. But the one team all these people aren't talking about is the Detroit Pistons. They've been on a tear of late, and they have two guys up front that are game changers in Drummond and Blake Griffin. And Drummond's probably playing the best ball of his career. And that's a very good sign if you're a Pistons fan.
James, the last one. Nick and I were talking about this yesterday, a couple of days ago. We were talking about similar, like the Super Bowl ratings being down because of the Patriots being there a lot, and maybe the fans of LA aren't the fans that are real football fans per se, like out in Foxborough. Are we going to start approaching that this year in the playoffs from a rating standpoint? Because the Warriors, is it getting old seeing them? Because we were talking about possibly, you know, seeing those conference finals matches being the higher ratings, whether it be the Warriors, Houston, Warriors, OKC, maybe the drama with Kevin Durant going back. Are we approaching that time for the NBA where the ratings are going to start suffering because the Warriors, who are the Warriors are?
I don't think so. I think if anything, the ratings will go up because we finally have a year where there's some intrigue. We don't know who's going to be great. We all have some ideas of what's going to happen, but there's going to be out east, there's going to be a very good team that doesn't make the second round. Out west, you might have two really good teams that don't make the second round because Utah is going to be somewhere in the 5-8 range. And they could be anybody from Denver on down. So that's a potential upset. And also out west, that 4-5 matchup, if we get OKC Houston round one of those teams are going home early. Like, mm-hmm. that's just what it is. There's a very big possibility that happens. So me personally, I think there's a possibility for the ratings to go up because there's a lot of intrigue now. The last couple of years, we've kind of known that, hey, the Warriors are going to win it. This yep. is what it is. But now we have potential for a new matchup. Remember, LeBron's not out east anymore, so yep. you're going to have a Giannis or Kawhi or Kyrie. You're going to have a different representative come out the east. And out west, you have a bunch of storylines. And I don't trust Denver just yet. However, if Houston OKC play in round one, they pretty much knock each other out, and that's good for everyone else that's trying to get to the conference finals or the finals, because those two teams have MVP candidates on there. If one goes home early, that makes the journey to the finals a lot easier.
All right, James, man. Appreciate you every week, man. Appreciate your time coming on. Be safe out there in the rain.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Jameson Wells, BleedTheHypeNBA.com, at the THE Jameson on Twitter. Always good stuff on a hump day to have him to come fire stuff up on a cold day here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks for listening to Greg and the Hooks.
You guys are great. I appreciate it.